Each year, we bring the children who are preparing for First Communion on a tour of the church and help them to come to grow an understanding of all the symbolism and the images that they find within the church building. And we usually then end the tour up in the sanctuary, show them the altar stone, the ambo, and of course, the tabernacle. And we say, wherever you see that red light, that means Jesus is truly present there in the tabernacle. And having done a tour with a group, a little boy wandered over to the tabernacle and began to knock on the door and said, "Jesus, are you there?" What I would have given to be able to throw my voice at that moment. But I don't have that skill. Nevertheless, I'm sure for a young mind to try to figure out how Jesus can be in that box takes a little bit of doing. And so, good for him. Hello, are you there? But I sometimes wonder if we as Catholics don't do the same thing without actually physically going over there and knocking. We do it, perhaps, when we come unprepared to receive the Lord, or when our mind is everywhere else and we're not really paying attention to what we're doing or who we are about to receive, in whose presence we gather. As Catholic Christians, we take for granted the words of the Lord today, that we eat his flesh and drink his blood, the body and blood of Christ. We hear it over and over. But we have to take great care that we do not take it for granted. Because it is beyond our comprehension. And yet at the same time, it is the way in which our Lord desires to come to us. Often, frequently. In order not only to bless us, to feed us, to sustain us, but to come into an intimate relationship within us, to transform our hearts. The purpose of the Eucharist is to bear fruit in our life. And the greatest fruit that we can bear is to become like the one we receive. But if we simply go through the motions, or we don't pay attention, or we take it for granted, we run the risk of not being open to the reality that we receive. It is truly Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, divinity. He leaves nothing out, but gives himself completely to us. In a most marvelous way, of all the Lord's I am statements, and every time he said, "I am," a good Jew would think back to the words of God to Moses, "I am who am," and struggle to come to accept that this Jesus is saying, I am God. And yet, he is. We believe that. Last weekend, when we celebrated the great solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, that same second person of the Most Holy Trinity, Jesus himself, God made flesh, is the one we receive. We receive today his flesh and blood. The one who created us, formed us, now comes to us to sustain us and to make us more like him. Do we consider that as we approach the altar? Is our mind truly focused on the Lord. This encounter with Christ that we are about to have. For the Lord, yes, is in the tabernacle, but he also comes within us, making us a living tabernacle. And perhaps then, we shouldn't go over there and knock on the door, but perhaps we should go, "Are you there? Hello?" Yeah, he's there. But is our heart open to him? Are we there when we receive communion? Our Lord comes in the Eucharist to build community. And what we do today and every day that we receive him is done not as an individual act. Not even our first communion is about us as an individual receiving the Lord, but about the community celebrating its communion, its unity in Christ. That's the purpose of the Eucharist, to build up the community so that we can give living witness to the reality of Jesus and God himself in union with himself always and with his people. And so the Lord desires again this evening to come within us so that we may remain in him and he in us, and that we can go forth and bear fruit, seeking to serve, to offer our lives in sacrifice to one another. And thus we become what we receive. We become Eucharist. The church becomes sacrament.